Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Another week, another day that the Lord has made. Oh, how we bless the name of the Almighty God. There's truly no God like our God, and our God is the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can just take comfort in that. We can just relax in that. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Our God got us. Hallelujah. Talking about his children. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father is the one who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 It is just good. Hallelujah. To be here this morning and see my sister's own post. Hallelujah. Good morning. Working hard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, my darling sister, this morning. It's truly good to see that number pop up. Hallelujah. God is good. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is just so good. So good. So I, you know, Sunday school lesson on last week, and the message that the Lord gave us on last Sunday, I tell you, it was so powerful, and they all working in hand, hallelujah, just constantly encouraging us, hallelujah, to trust God, hallelujah, trust God, yes, we give honor to God this morning, yes, we do. But he is the only true and living God, and we thank him for the revelation knowledge of that. Hallelujah. It can roll off some lips, but when you know it without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, and your trust is in him, you know you're in a great place. So we give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. Who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Leach, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. And we'd like to think of Tuesday morning as a reminder of the sweet heavenly morning dew. Hallelujah. Prayer is like the sweet morning dew. It just covers. It doesn't make a scene. It's just covers. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. And it just rests. Hallelujah. And you say, oh, the ground is so wet. Look at all of this on the ground. And it just comes down so sweetly. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. It reminds us of how our Father just covers us. Woo! Hallelujah. Just covers us. Yes. Hallelujah. And when we pray, hallelujah, he comes and he just covers us as the sweet morning dew. Yes, yes. Isn't that a blessing? Ooh, yes it is. And it's not an your imagination. Mm-mm. Reality. Hallelujah. Ooh, oh my God. He just covers. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Like the sweet morning dew. Yes. And I was going to say, like the sweet morning dew from heaven. He just covers us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. And yes, some days well, I was going to say I have a lot of things, challenges. I'll just say challenges. But yet, we know that our God is with us, leading us and guiding us. He's our strength. Oh, my God. He's our strength, our very present help. Yes, he is. He is our strength and our very present help. Our God, he instructs. Yes, leading us. We can take comfort that our Father, he doesn't waver. No. He's not one way today or one way this second and another way. Situations and circumstances doesn't alter his love for us and his word that he has spoken over us. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. We can say a mighty good amen. Yes, we can. We thank the Lord. We thank him and we bless his wonderful name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And so as he lead us into this service this morning, this session, we just relax, you know, just take comfort. Yes. Be the foundation of the day, the week, the peace of God, the love of God, the joy of God is with us. The love of God flowing through us. Ooh, glory. Just let our mind and our body just breathe in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just breathe in and accept it and receive it. Yes. Oh, and let us not lead to our own understanding. Just trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. I don't care how well oppressed. I don't care how knowledgeable you are. I don't care how influential you are. I don't care of the mighty circles that you move about in. I don't care about your wealth. What I'm saying to you is trust in the Lord and lean not to your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We certainly need God to direct our path. Oh, yes, we do. So we don't lean and trust on anything other than God. Everything is filtered through him. Now, I know that most of us can't do that all of a sudden because we're so used to depending on ourselves, our friends, all this, that, our money, you know, the things that we have accomplished. But it is so much better. The outcome will be so much better if we just trust in the Lord. Okay, just trust in the Lord. I know we got some good friends who give us real good advice. Trust in the Lord. Yes, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. When you trust in your friends, trust in the Lord. Let it be filtered. And we should pray and ask God about that advice. But we have a tendency to want to rush and, okay, I got this from the Lord. Just make sure, calm down. And I'm not just saying that I have reached that. I'm learning still. as we all are, how to make sure in all our ways we're acknowledging God. It's a good place. It's a safe place. And he won't lead us wrong. And you know, you get that look, that little nudge, do this, do that. And you go like, I think everything will be all right. And damn, you see that. And you go and you're like, oh my goodness, why didn't I listen? You know, I mean, we sound almost adolescent at that point. Like, it came to me not to do this, or it came to me to do that, and didn't listen. But take notice. Don't get discouraged. Take notice. Okay. You recognize that. And you know where it came from, how it came to you. So be conscious of it. And then just take note and watch. And then you say, okay, I know who that is. I know it. I recognize. Thank you, Lord. It may take some more than once, 100 times, before the knock come on like, duh. And then watch and see. And just be ever so mindful and grateful to the Lord for doing it for you. And I mean, it's enough to bring tears to your eyes, how God moves in our lives, how he speaks to us because he cares. And I guess I'll always, I don't care what people say that God doesn't, I don't know why they say he doesn't speak to you when he spoke in years gone by. You know, and we know that he speaks to us through the word, the written word, the logos. We understand that. But I never understood. But that everyone have their choice. They're guided by what they're guided by. And if they're comfortable with that, there's nothing that I can say that, and I'm not here to put anyone down. I am just saying what Margaret believed, you know, and we all have a right to believe what we believe. Yeah. Margaret says if he did it for one, my thinking that he's the same God. So if he spoke to one, and since I'm his creation, and he's my father, and he's my Lord, he's my king and my master, who can best speak to me? I am just saying. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Now you have your just saying. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. He's so good. Yes, he is. Sometimes my heart becomes so heavy when I see how we're going. And yet I know, we're coming to a conclusion. When that conclusion is, I wasn't privy with that information. But I know that we are. And when I see our people, and right now I love my Caucasian brothers and sisters, my family, members, you know, so it's not that. But my black brothers and sisters right now, I hurry because our children are doing some of the same things to each other that was done by the Caucasian, you know. And we're showing so much hatred and so much disrespect. Not all, because we have some youth that are on fire for the Lord. We have some youth that's standing strong for the Lord. Oh, yes, amen. We have some youth who are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, that's tearing down the kingdom of the enemy. Oh, yes, we have them. So, you know, we talk about those that are causing problems, but God got a remnant. Hey, glory to God. Woo! Who won't and have not bowed. Hallelujah. So we pray for them. We pray for them. We ask God to put his hedge of protection around them. Oh, let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. Oh, chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Don't let them compromise. Don't let anyone try to influence them, attempt them to compromise, but stay steadfast, unmovable in the pure word of God. God's word is pure. Hallelujah. God's word is holy. Give them the understanding. Hallelujah. And they walk in this earth as mighty soldiers. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, amen. Oh, we're talking about God. Hallelujah. And I have to stop and not get too far worrying about those that are in trouble. Yes, we are concerned. But we must also recognize the fact that God got some youth on this earth that won't back up, will not back up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will not back up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will not back up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Won't back up. Won't take down. Hallelujah. Will not compromise. They've got their trust. They know their God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So yeah, I have to pause right there and say that. But there are some who have just kind of been misled and gone astray. So we ask God to help them, to bring them into the fold. Amen. We recognize that when they come in, that they will be mighty men and women. They may be scarred. They may have the bruises of their past. But nevertheless, it will be a mighty testimony to our God. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for all things work together for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that's just part of it. But hallelujah, I know that all things work together for good. So we thank the Lord for how he's moving. Won't complain. We said God got him. Yes. Hey, hallelujah. God got him. Some have been marred and scarred. Hallelujah. But God is a healer. Hallelujah. He's a comforter. He provides. Yes, he does. And we thank him for his provisions in their life. We thank him for giving them a way of escape. Yes, we do. We thank God for it. We acknowledge what it is, but we acknowledge what's going on, but we acknowledge who's in control of everything. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We're not going to stay in the negative frame. No, no, no. We'll just speak it and say, but. The greater comes behind the but God. Hallelujah. But God. Eyes will be open. Hallelujah. But God. Knees will bend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heads will bow. Hallelujah. 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 Knees will bend. Hallelujah, to the glory of God. Hallelujah, it'll be like people coming out of a shell. Hallelujah, stepping out. Hallelujah, in the newness of life. We declare it and decree it right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to share this with you. You know, I'll say Jesus. And I'll say Yeshua. I'll say Jesus because most people recognize the name Jesus. I'll say Yeshua because I recognize that that was the name that was given to his mother and father for him to on this earth. We're talking about the Savior, the Son of the Living God, the Christ. And I was listening to something, and it really broke my heart. I won't go into details because I really don't know it, but it's someone who passed, and some things came out. I don't understand. I don't really know what it was that came out, but they were saying that people were being so ugly that they even mispronounced his wife's name, and that was mean. And he argued the fact that at least you should pronounce a person's name correctly. I mean, he did a long dissertation about that. And it came to me. You know Yeshua's name? And you, now he's saying how important it is to call a person by their name. But why won't you call Yeshua by his name? And I thought about it. I said, now, and he even talked about how he feel if somebody didn't call him by his right name or mispronounce his name. I'm going like, what? Lord, I'm sorry. I know where he told, it's written that Yeshua said, in my name. They didn't know Jesus, the name Jesus. They knew him by his name, Yeshua. He said, in my name. Glory to God. In my name. Not a name that someone else 400 or 500 years later would call me. He said, in my name. And in that name, they turned the world upside down. I said, glory to God. Now, I have a study where I'm told who changed his name, you know, but I'm not going into that lesson today. But when you hear me more and more, I'm not trying to be funny. It's not about a religion. It's just calling him by his name. And yes, in some of my toughest times in my life, I called the name Jesus, and he answered me. He responded, and I'm humble, and I'm grateful for it. Oh, yes, I am. I didn't know I had heard that, but I really didn't understand, but I was safe saying the name Jesus. So he knew my heart, and he accepted what I called him, the name that I called him, because he knew that I didn't know any other. He knew that, but he knew who I was calling on, and he answered, oh my God. But when you know better, you do better. And I'm not pressing upon anyone to be or do what I'm doing. I had to come to that revelation for myself. And I said, let me put it different. God brought me to that revelation in my appointed time when the light came on like, bing. Oh, okay. And you know, we have to repent from when we were in ignorance. But what we know, we know. What we believe, we believe. And at an appointed time, a set time, the light will come on, or you get clarity on the matter, and you just can shout all the way. Hallelujah. You don't have to put them on. They just come on your shouting shoot, and you just be shouting to God. Hallelujah. Giving him glory. Praising his name. Hallelujah. I don't know why the scholars are not doing it. I don't know why they're so comfortable in it. That's none of my concern. I'm just saying what happened to me. And as I have said before, when I sat and understood, and the question came to me, what name did he use? And I went to searching, and God really sealed it. But I don't use it like I should. And I was convicted for it. When you know the truth, then you walk therein. Hallelujah. And I'm not uncomfortable. Someone is praying and they say, Jesus, I know who they're talking about. I'm not uncomfortable with that. And I don't tell someone to do what I do. It's that God give you the revelation on it, then I pray that you will walk therein. If he's satisfied with you calling him Jesus, that is so personal. It's between, as far as I understand at this point, it's personal. It's between you and him. So I my intent is to use it more and more. So I just want you to know, I'm not doing it because it's some religious, or I'm not doing it because I'm trying to force someone else to do what I do. No, no, no. We all have a point of time and a season. And when God reveals things to us, it's so personal. So as you walk and he show you something different, then you walk there in it. I hope I was playing with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's power in his name. There is power in his name. Hallelujah. There is power in his name. God is good. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he truly pit every groan. As long as I live, I'll chase him to his throne. I'll chase to his throne. I thank the Lord. He's loving. He's kind. And oh, how long-suffering he is. Hallelujah. 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 It's just the more you get to know of him, the more you can't help but love the Lord. Hallelujah. The more. And then I realized that I have not in my life read the scriptures and dove into the scriptures like now I wished I had. But when you know better, you do better. Yeah. You prioritize things more. And I know when you're raising children, trying to go to school and trying to do this, it's only 24 hours in a day. But it's about prioritizing. And we should learn that. And more discipline. We should be more disciplined. And I know that there are times that people talk against you, us, I should say. Oh, there you go in that Bible. You know, some people said, you're going to lose your mind. I never understood that. And some people were afraid of the Bible. They were afraid to be reading it all the time because some actually thought they'll lose their mind. And there were those who would say, now, don't be bringing all that stuff here. You keep that in the church, the world, and this, my Lord, have mercy. And I know if you're working, you can pray to yourself. You don't have to. You can just let your light shine. But your character, your integrity, And when we get around each other, instead of being at the fountain, water fountain, can be at the table. We did it. We would go off to the table and get our table, and we would, on our lunch break, God knows, we would study, and we would not be loud, not bring attention to ourselves. But believe it or not, people started coming. People just started coming. We didn't ask anyone. They just saw us. Oh, there they go. And we didn't even tell them what we were doing. But they would started coming. You know, they just started coming. So there's a way that we can draw without saying a thing, without being snobbish, without turning our nose, I'm better than you. Our kindness, our love, we show that. That's how we demonstrate who we are and the knowledge that we have of our Father. Because the scripture says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So we don't have to turn our nose up at people. We don't have to say praise the Lord, speaking in tongues, shouting, and on the job. Let your walk, let your conversation rule, and watch what happens. People can talk about you so bad, but then they have to be the B-U-T. But they don't bother nobody, but they are kind, but they do their work, and they do it on a timely basis. They don't complain. Whatever you ask them to do, they do it. But we glorifying our God without saying a word. It's in the but. Hallelujah. Say, but you gotta say but. Hallelujah. B-U-T. That's right. We glorify our Father like that. Don't show jealousy for one another. Don't have that. Don't have it. And if you feel it in your heart, ask God to deliver you from it. Hallelujah. Let's be grateful for what God has given us. Take care of what you have. Be grateful for what he gave you. And don't make someone feel bad because you have this and you have that. That's yours. Be grateful. Be humble. Be thankful. Some people don't want or need what you have. And it's not about the things. It's about the individual. Yes. It's about the individual. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your revelation knowledge that you have given us. We thank you for your patience, your long suffering. Almighty God, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for what you allowed us to understand. Thank you for what you have guided us to, hallelujah, and through, Almighty God. Hey, Lord God, thank you for how you're building us up on every side, Almighty God. Hey, God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, for you are good. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're majesty on high. There is none like you. You are the maker of the heavens and the earth. You're in control of everything, God. Nothing is hidden from you. The darkest of deep darkness that man thinks that cannot find you, there you are there. As the morning dew, it is the morning, I'm sorry, the noonday is light, God. It's so bright around them. They cannot hide from you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Allow no stumbling, Almighty God. Oh, God, thank you. Their surroundings is like the noonday before you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, how awesome you are. We thank you for how loving and kind you are towards your people, Almighty God. We know that all souls belong to you. Hear God. Hallelujah. All souls belong to you. Man made in your image and in your likeness. Great God Almighty. Hey, Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for the understanding that you are our Father, you are our Master, you are our Lord, our King, Almighty God, and our God. We thank you for it. We thank you that we're in covenant with you, Almighty God. You are our covenant God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly, Father. We thank you. We're humbled by it. Yes, we are. Hey, God, we're humble. We're humble, Almighty God, that you are the breasty one. You are more than enough, Almighty God. You are everything that we need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. You provide for us, God, and we thank you. You heal. You are the God that heals your people. We thank you for our healing. Hallelujah. Surely we thank you for our daily bread. Bread from heaven. Bread from heaven. We thank you. Hallelujah. That you feed us and we won't no more. Hallelujah. We thank you for our spiritual bread. We thank you for our physical bread. Hallelujah. Yes, you are more than enough. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for this day. Oh, this day you have made, Almighty God. And everything we need is in this day. But this day, we thank you, Father. We thank you how you granted traveling mercy, Almighty God. We thank you now our eyes are open and they see the necessity to walk the streets. Hey, God, and pray in the streets, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. On every street that we'll walk, every street that we'll ride through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In our neighborhoods, on our street, in our community. Almighty God, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Hamasiah. Hallelujah. The Son of the Living God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that a difference is made. Oh, God, a difference is made, Almighty God. And we thank you for it. We thank you, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For touching the doctors and the nurses and the administrators, Almighty God. Touch their hearts, Almighty God. Give them a heart of compassion. Let it not be all about money, Almighty God, but healing, deliverance of the people, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them not see dollar bills. Let them not have preference of people, Almighty God. Just meet the need, oh God. Hallelujah. Just meet the need, Almighty God. Those who are in charge of social services, Almighty God, touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Humble them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them know that they're being a service to people. Hallelujah. Human beings, Almighty God. Oh, glory. They don't have to bear pressure. Hallelujah. We ask that you take it, Almighty God. But let them remember that they're human and they could be right where that person who's sitting in front of them is sitting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Compassion, Almighty God. Let us have compassion. Let us not forget. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of love, people of compassion, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Not a hard heart, a soft heart, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, where we can help, let us help without question. Almighty God, thank you, Lord. Oh, be our guide. We thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy. We thank you for granting traveling mercy on the highways and the byways. Oh, we ask that you rebuke the spirit of recklessness on the highways, the streets, the byways, Almighty God. Oh, God, on their waters, let them not be reckless. Almighty God, rebuke the spirit of recklessness. Almighty God, hallelujah. Extremeness, oh, God, for when they are in trouble and their lives are dangling, someone have to go to their rescue. And they can cause damage to themselves trying to help someone who wants to be fearless. Oh, God, let common sense, hallelujah, ring again. Hallelujah. Let common sense ring again. Let love ring again. Almighty God. Let consideration ring again. Almighty God. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Oh, Lord God, we become so extreme, so self-centered. Have mercy, Lord. Open our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. Touch our hearts that we will obey you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the joy bells ringing. Yes, Lord. Thank you for illumination of your word, revelation of your word. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for filling our mouths with words. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the wisdom for this day, to know what to do, how to do it, when to speak and when not to speak, what to say and what not to say. Almighty God, we thank you, Father. We're leaning and depending and trusting in you. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you, Almighty God, for being our leaning post. We thank you for being our comforter. We thank you, Lord, for lifting any and all weights, Almighty God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness and completeness. We desire, hallelujah, that you heal the brokenness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, rebuke, Almighty God, intimidation. Rebuke the spiritual bullies, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember those who are sick, Almighty God. We thank you for being their healer. You said in your word, I am the God that healeth thee. So we thank you for the manifestation of your word, Almighty God. Glory, oh, yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, we know there are so many times those who were sick got better. Even though it was their time to leave this earth, they got better and they left this earth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how awesome you are. We thank you, God. Even the things we can't understand or can't comprehend, we thank you, God, for your compassion towards us. Hallelujah. And the understanding at your appointed time that you give us. Hallelujah. Thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for the journey that you have us on. Thank you, Lord. We may not understand everything, dear God, but we are trusting in you. Hallelujah. And that makes everything all right. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for allowing us to come into your holy presence. Yes, oh God, hallelujah. The presence of the Godhead Council. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You hear us. Hallelujah. And you answer us. your appointed time. Hey, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 You're our hiding place, our mighty fortress. Ah, hallelujah. Woo, you fight for us. Thank you. You're our covering. You're our help. You're our shield. We thank you. You surround us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You surround us. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, burden bearer. Hallelujah. Joy. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for making the correction. Almighty God, we give you glory. Bless your name. We thank you, Father, how great thou art. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is God. Ah, hear, O people of the Almighty God, our God is God. Woo! He is the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Woo! Glory. Full control. Full authority. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for how you encourage those that need encouraging. Hallelujah. How you surround them as the sweet morning dew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. It is in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And we thank you, for it is done. Hallelujah. It is done. Glory, glory, glory. My Lord, God is good. God is good. Now, one of you are going to have to be able to come on one of these mornings. I know one is working and she can't do it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to ask that one of you come on and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And thank God. I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited about the Lord. I think when I really learn all the scriptures of scriptures relating to the return of Israel, the people of Israel back to their homeland. That's some time ago that I learned, but I'm just elated. I said, all we have to do, you got doubt, look at Israel. You have doubt, look at Israel. God is a promise keeper. He's a promise keeper. We may have misused the scripture thinking and using it for one way, but that didn't alter his plan. Because at an appointed time, a set time, what he said, it came to pass. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. A nation that was a nation that was no longer a nation has become a nation in one day. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Ooh, everything he said, everything he ever spoke, made, the promises he made. Nothing can stop it. Hallelujah. Yeshua is coming back. Hallelujah. Yeshua is coming back. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's coming back. And he needs to find us. Dutiful. Need to find faith on the earth. Not coming back as Mary's baby. He's coming back. That's all we have to say. He's coming back. Yes, he is. Just as sure as he said it. He's coming back. Yes, he is. When? How? It really, I mean, it may, some may be, oh, how, when? To me, I'm good. All I had to know was that he was coming back. Yeah, he's coming back. Yeah. And I'm good with that. He's coming back. Hallelujah. He's coming back. My brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers. He's coming back. He's faithful to his word. Hallelujah. He's coming back. I'm in a place. Yes, I've had family members to pass very, very recent. But I don't know. Think about my grandpas and my grandmas. But they tell me that my great-grandmother on my grandmother's side, her mother, and she had a friend, excuse me, and every day at a certain time, she and her friend would get together and they would stop and pray for 1 hour for their children and grandchildren. And I'm so grateful for her and taking the time to pray for us. That's why it's so important for us to pray for our children, grandchildren, great, 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 great grandchildren. We don't know what they'll endure on this earth, but we know that we want them to be children of the Most High God, pleasing in the sight of the Lord, and for God to call them his own. Amen. And take stock in that. Well, you know where we're going. Genesis, yes, yes. Oh, I'm not tired of it, but I don't want to be, please excuse me. I know that there is something awesome in here that God wants us to see. And I thank him for revealing it to us. It's something awesome that he wants us to see and to give us clarity once and for all. For we know in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The 26th verse of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. The second chapter, the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word. It is blessed. And it is holy. Oh, glory to his name. Glory, 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 glory to his name. Hallelujah. God is awesome. I'm telling you. He is mighty. I am just telling you. I have a testimony. Lord, have mercy. I have a testimony. Hallelujah. It's not about riches. It's not about houses. It's not about land. None of that. And nothing is wrong with that. If God has given it, nothing is wrong with that. Hallelujah. God bless you with a beautiful home. Hallelujah. God bless you with a new car. Hallelujah. But some of us, God bless. Hallelujah. Gave us strength. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. When you were weak and tired and thought you couldn't go any further, God stepped in and strengthened you be above measure. Hallelujah. You know, so our miracles are not the same, but God has given it to us. Hallelujah. He is taking the time out to do something miraculous for us. And I tell you, he's given me and opened my mind of understanding. And I didn't know. I went along and I did it for years and did not know why. I only met one lady, and it was by accident. I'm saying, we were coming out the light company, and there we were, and we shared the same story. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Truly, nothing is missing, wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the confidence that God is your Father. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day, a stress-free day in the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.